Heidi by Joanna Spiri. This book is read by Frances Cassidy. This recording of the full-length reading of Heidi was produced in 1994 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Born in 1827 in a small Swiss village near Zurich, Joanna Heuser's early and deep-seated love of the beautiful mountainous countryside, its bountiful flowers and animals, formed the basis for her determination to overcome youthful obstacles and her perseverance in facing tragedy in later life. In 1852, Joanna married Bernard Spiri. A sole offspring, a son, was born of the marriage. It was not until middle age that she began writing children's books. The heavily autobiographical Heidi is the only one to have achieved lasting fame. It is said that she wrote Heidi to raise money which she donated to the War Relief Fund for wounded soldiers of the Franco-Prussian War. Although she wrote many books after Heidi, all of which continue to express the wonders and love she held for the natural beauty of her village, she did so alone, as both her husband and son predeceased her. Joanna Spiri died in 1901. Heidi continues to live in the minds and hearts of children everywhere. Chapter 1. Up to the Allmunkel. From the old and pleasantly situated town of Mayenfeld, a path leads through green, shady meadows to the foot of the mountains, which look down from their majestic heights upon the valley below. As the footpath begins to slope gently upwards, the fragrance of the nearby heath, with its short grass and vigorous mountain plants, fills the air. Then the way becomes more rugged, and the path rises steeply toward the Alps.